Welcome to a new episode of Pop Run Radio. I want to tell you guys the best sister I have because she texted me because we knew we needed to get this done. And she's like, we got to go. And I'm like, I need snacks. I'm hungry. Feed me. So she gathered a bunch of snacks for me. So we've been sitting here at the table and I've eaten a lot of good little snacks.
Pita Thins.
Pita Thins. She brought me some little mini candy bars that she won't eat, but I sure will.
I mean zero wafer chocolate wafers.
So thank you, Megan. That's a good... And food always perks me up a little bit. Makes me extra funny and extra philosophical.
We do sit here and munch every time for about 10 minutes. We don't talk. We just decompress.
Yes. We don't have to do a ton of talking.
No. We'll save that for our pop tomorrow.
And find yourself a friend where you just don't really need to do a bunch of talking.
You just need a munch. We're both drinking a pop and munching.
Mm-hmm.
I have two ice chests with all the leftover pop from our Halloween party. It's giving me life. Last night, I drank two more because they were from the ice chest.
Oh, without a doubt.
Party I did at 9:30. Mm-hmm. I drank two more pops. And then this morning, just keep popping them from the ice chest.
Yeah, sometimes I'll forget about one in the ice chest from a football game or something, and it'll be on my porch, and I'll be like, yes.
I left them on the porch so they'd be colder.
Yes. Mm-mm-mm. Can't always do that. It's the time of year now where they are good.
That's why I left them there.
We had a 90s Halloween party last night and ended up just watching the D-backs game. But it was so funny because we didn't realize that the TV, the Hulu...
Was a little delayed.
So our brother Hunter had it on his app secretly. And so there was a point when this kid was up to bat and it was zero balls and two strikes. And Hunter said, Bennett, I bet you this guy walks. And Bennett's like, there's no way. He's like, no, really, I bet you this guy walks. I bet you $13.
That's how much he owed him for snacks.
Because that's how much he owed him. And Brett was like, I'll get in on that. I bet you he doesn't walk. I'll bet you $13. And but it was hilarious because no one, like, and so every ball that came, we would all freak out because we were like, oh my gosh. And then another ball would came, four straight balls, four balls in a row. So he walked. We thought Hunter was like some kind of sorcerer. And then he's like, Why did he tell?
He should have told the money.
I filmed it and it was hysterical because everyone freaked out when the guy walked, but come to find out. Mm-hmm. Come to find out, it was all a ruse. It was all a ruse.
We're trying to watch the D-backs game and the Lobos soccer game. This is the first time they've won state.
I know. Congratulations, Lobos soccer. That was super, super cool. I would have loved to have gone down.
I started
to that.
My senior year 25 years ago.
So first time ever in the program. Kudos to them. Yes. I think it's
against
awesome.
Against Chino Valley, who has always been hard.
Yeah, against Chino Valley. Megan almost moved to Chino Valley. It was crazy.
Yep.
Back in the day.
To let Card play soccer.
She went and looked at houses. It was crazy.
Yep.
I was okay with it because I didn't live here. If I had lived here, I'd have been like, not on your life.
Now if I move, I'm going to have to pack you up with me.
Get in your house and shut up.
Well, now I'm a little committed. I've got our house with mom and dad. We're a little stuck in a good way.
The more committed you get, the better I feel. It's fine.
Me? You're the one that might bail at any moment for a job.
No. I'm not going anywhere.
We just got to keep our husbands in town and we'll be fine.
It's our husbands. John's getting a little bit more settled. Well, John starts school tomorrow.
I know.
Back to school. He's going to get his NP, nurse practitioner. So he's still working full time. It's just online. And that'll be exciting.
Nothing like going back to school, eh?
I guess we go back to school.
Yeah, you're only 39. You're fine.
He's 42, but
we're going by your age.
We're gonna go by your age. You know, he'll be done with it before the babies are even in kindy, so it's fine.
Yeah,
it'll be fun. I'm excited for him. Yeah. So then today, my babies are coughing through the roof.
Your babies get a croupy cough in 2 seconds.
I know. So. Here we are.
Cheating church.
Not really cheating church, but kind of.
A little bit.
Anyway, yay. So, okay, we have some random musings. We should call this segment something. I don't know. Bob's your uncle or something. I don't know. But let's
Monday
discuss.
Monday musings, because we do come out on Monday.
Yeah, Monday musing. Let's discuss a few things. Okay, the ice plunge we did.
Yes.
I think I'm still a little cold from it.
I don't know if I ever warm up from them before the next one.
Listen, I thoroughly enjoyed it. It was almost a spiritual experience. I was shocked that it was. I didn't think it was going to be that intense. But I was a little chilled the rest of the day. I had socks on, a sweatshirt on.
And it just makes your nose run all day, and because it's getting everything out of you.
Yeah.
So I just felt like.
Yeah. Which I think if we had done it again, like when we had we planned, maybe I would have got more used to it. But now I'm going to have to gear up because we're going in the morning at like 6:30.
So 6:15, girl.
Oh.
Because they wake up their kids at 6:30. My kids wake up at like 7:20 and roll out of bed and go to school.
I slept in this morning till like 10:30 because I made like 100 bazillion loaves of bread over the weekend. So I don't know how I'm going to bounce back to 6:15. Anyway, I really did enjoy it though. Like our friend Talia.
I'm good with the every other day plan.
Yeah, our friend Talia is our yogi master.
And working up to it.
Slash cold
plunge.
Because
this is only like 55, 60 degrees.
I know. Apparently, if it gets colder in the winter, it's going to be really cold. But I think we can do it. I think we can do it.
Jackie, you've come once. But you were perkier than I thought, so I think you can do it.
I am now the master.
I think you are. Yeah. I was very impressed with how much you liked it. Well, I thought you'd hate it.
Okay, let's talk about our friend Jessie glowing.
Truth.
Carly, loving it. Like, mm-hmm. I'm seeing the benefits of all of
you. Just left
even.
Me off of that.
No, you know.
I did it every time too.
I know, but they were perky about it. Here's the thing though. You are always so mentally strong that it doesn't surprise me at all when you're just like backing in it to it win it.
I know. Now I'm committed. I'm you like, know Jessie, what I I'm mean. Competitive.
You're committed, so you're there. It's like I had Ollie and I was convinced that Abe was going to come visit me at the hospital. And then I figured that the reason I felt the same is because he's always really close to me. Mm-hmm. This is you. You're always so mentally strong. It's never a shock to me when you're strong.
Way to figure that out real
you're
fast.
Old news.
But yeah, I had a home inspection after. Thankfully, it was with friends.
Yes.
So Brian Melzer may not call me friend anymore.
Because you showed up in your sweats.
Oh, I had a robe over it.
Because you were so cold.
I was so cold that I showed up in my sweats with a robe over it. But don't fret because I looked exactly like the tenant of the house that we were inspecting. She was there in a robe. So when I walked up to Ryan, I was like, don't worry. I'm just trying to make her feel comfortable. And I look just like her.
Just trying to make your old tenant feel comfortable. It's fine.
She did like me and talk to me the whole time that time. Maybe I just, a robe sister, I don't know.
A robe, sisterhood of the robes. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's been kind of cool. So like, I have more respect for all the cold plunging I see. I was getting a little bit like, oh my gosh, a cold plunge.
Can't beat them, join them.
Yeah, I guess. I see why they get super excited about
it. I'm okay
it, though.
With every other day, though. I think every day I might never warm up.
Yes. Agreed.
It probably would be good if I did it, but in my mind, that's a lot.
Yes, it is a lot. And maybe I'd probably get more into it. But my problem is like she says you need to naturally defrost before you hop a shower. Like, who wants to walk around sopping wet defrosting?
No, this
ain't nobody
week,
got time
okay,
for that.
Okay, this week I took off the biker shorts.
Okay.
And just put my sweats on and I defrosted much better.
So the key is to take off the wet clothes. Okay.
And I just did it right there at the pool. I just stripped off those things and threw my sweats over.
Okay.
Way better than any other day.
Okay. Well, that's what we'll do.
Note to self. Yeah.
Ice plunge. Okay. So another random thought I had is
back to cold plunge. Don't forget your thought. Okay. My voice gets so high.
My voice
Our
gets
friends
low.
Laugh because my voice right here on the podcast is really low. It and my low. Hackle's very low. Yeah. But when I'm in there, I'm like,
You are. You're like a little Tinkerbell in there. And I'm like,
this
you get
is
little-
super cold. Anyway, random thought.
How's everyone doing? Like, it's like I go to a smoker voice and you go to a
princess voice.
You go to a Hazel voice.
Truth.
You're Paris Hilton in there. So, yes, ice plunge fun. So, we went to my son's basketball game in the Valley at Apache Junction and
football.
Did I say basketball? Mm-hmm. I'm already moved on to basketball, I guess.
Amen.
But as we were talking, driving, it was me and my sister and my brother, Hunter. We were discussing that our band this year is so cool.
It's huge.
They're very, I mean, I'm always appreciative of the band. When I was a cheerleader, the games were just not as fun without the band. I would always like be like, we love you, band, because we needed that band to have the energy pumping. And Hunter had the best idea to throw the band up on the track in the basketball games.
It was Holbrook has so their band at the basketball fun. Games.
Just like Holbrook, but like the GCU. Do you know the GCU basketball
I
team?
I went to one with Hunter last year.
You go to a college basketball game and they are thumping. And it's because of the band.
You're right.
We could have like this really fun atmosphere at the basketball games if we had the band. So that's my plug.
So who's the band teacher?
Could
who's you
listen the band
to this?
Teacher? Talia, you are basically the queen of the entire program. Make that happen for me, please.
One small request. Well, they're at the homecoming assembly and I liked it.
Yeah, it makes the homecoming assembly super fun. Super fun. Another random thought. There's this Instagram account online. Sorry, Facebook account where this lady accepts packages from all over the states, and she has this agreement that she sends packages to the Philippines. She got into it because she had a kid going on a mission to the Philippines, and she's like, nothing ever arrives there. I got to figure out a better way. So she does this thing, and they all go straight to the MTC and, or not MTC, the mission president's houses and, or the, you know, the mission homes, and it works. And so you always send your stuff to her, and then she sends it. I've sent Caden one package for Christmas and his birthday last year because they're right at the same time. I am on this thing and there are women sending packages every 5 minutes. And I'm like, what is happening? I'm like,
I could, because Cardston's in the States.
In my defense, I send him a lot of money.
Yes.
Every week.
Money more than packages.
I supplement him money because he's always needing something. Same. And they never give these missionaries enough money for their budget. So he's always like, I got to pay for these utilities. I got to do this. Mm-hmm. I got to do that.
Same.
And so but he also will go find funny, like he's collecting jerseys from the mall there. He has like Kevin Durant and Michael Jordan. He's just, all, you know, all their stuff that they're doing. He's collecting them all. But I'm like, how is this? Like, why is this? Is this a generational thing? A helicopter parent thing? Because at one point on these posts, a lady got on there and said, I just want you guys to know that my son emailed me and said, please stop because I look ridiculous to all of these Filipino people who are like, you're a spoiled little white entitled boy.
So what did people say to her post?
Specifically requested his mom to stop.
What did they say to it?
And everyone was kind of like, actually, there was like 10 comments underneath her comment that said, yeah, my kid said the same thing. Stop sending stuff. And I'm like, good for them that they're realizing that this is ridiculous. And yes, a lot of the times you send stuff to share. Like I sent a I sent a stocking for Caden and for his companion. But that's all I'm doing is just a stocking. Mm-hmm. And then I'm going to send him some money and say, go buy whatever food you want for New Year's, for Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve. And go, you know, it's way easier for them just to go get stuff
it
than
that's
for
why
you
I just
to
put
ship
money
stuff.
To Cardston. Yeah. I am going to ship a pillow.
Yeah.
That's all Cardston wants
no
for
one,
his birthday.
It's not, nothing more exciting than getting a package.
Yes.
But at the same time, like, I just think it's very,
you got to be realistic
know.
Of what's, do we give him a package every week at home?
Half the glory, or half the, not the glory, half the experience is just really removing yourself from mommy and daddy, you know? Like you
can say
you
that
go,
now that you're a year in.
I know. I'm learning, Megan. I've grown up. But you go and you really just grow up. And it's just like, are you going to send them up stuff when they're in college every week? Mm-hmm. I don't know. Anyway, it was an interesting little journey I took online today. So like, yeah, I think packages are important. And do I wish I could just DoorDash him some food like you can?
I do.
I wish like so that bad I can could. Do that. I would do that every week because that kid needs to eat. He's withering away.
He is.
And he does eat a lot. But if I could send him a big old fat pizza every week, I would do it.
That's what I'll do for his birthday. But it's on Thanksgiving this year.
Something that you can share with the whole house. Like here's, I would love that. Like,
I've done pizza twice and it's
like
house.
I've been able to just Amazon send stuff directly to Ellie and it's been like so easy. I can't. Although, did you know that there's a Philippines Amazon?
No.
I
How'd
think
you find out about this?
I just started researching because I've bought stuff from the UK Amazon because there's books I've needed. And if you spend $35, the shipping is only $15. So just if you can just put a... So I guess I have sent him more packages through that because I've sent him like certain things his companion asked. Like his companion was collecting these certain medallions at the church that I happened to find on Amazon.
Random.
So I have sent a few things that way. So I guess I have.
Well, now you're making me nervous to send a birthday package. Just kidding. I am.
No, you should.
I am. I'm just
teasing. If I could like get it together, I might just, now that I remember the Amazon thing, I might just do that for his birthday because no one wants to celebrate birthday and Christmas at the same time, which he kind of gets, you know, gets the feeling because his birthday is right before Christmas.
I can send Cardston a pie. He hates pie. Is it because I barfed up all the pie I ate and then delivered him? Maybe.
He hates pie.
He hates pie. And he's a Thanksgiving
baby.
He's
a Thanksgiving baby. You know, pie sometimes grows on you. Carly's not a big fan of pie, but certain pies she'll do. Maybe he needs to watch Pushing Daisies. Nothing makes you love pie more than that. Do you know that show?
I haven't watched it, but I've heard.
Okay, everyone, go watch. There's only two seasons because a writer's strike happened a while ago. It is the most adorable show that ever existed. The guy who narrates all the Harry Potter movies is the narrator. It's like a narrated show. And it's the most clever.
Because you've talked about it a
cute,
lot.
Cute, adorable. Carly and I love it.
All right.
Like, go find it somewhere and watch both seasons because it is so
get yourself
cute.
A Thanksgiving pie.
And then get a pie. Well, she's a pie maker. Ned, she's a pie maker or he's a pie maker? I'm trying to remember. But they make the most amazing pies, like cheddar baked into the apple pie crust. And it's just lovely.
Last night I watched pastries on the...
You already Great watched this baking. Week's episode?
Yes, I watched Curse it last you. Night.
I'm behind. I didn't watch it yet because, like I said, I baked a lot of bread.
Yeah, you baked a lot of bread when you were supposed to be hosting a Halloween party and a podcast.
Did I do them all? Am I on three for three? Yes,
we're on three. I thought I might have to hog tie you to get you here, but we got here.
Megan said I looked a little stoned at the party.
She's sitting in the corner half asleep.
I was half asleep. Here in my mind, I'm like, I think I'm going to make a little extra money since I have to bake pretzel bread. Which, ironically enough, the batch for the party burnt to a crisp.
I had to cut a piece for my
8 loaves of pretzel bread completely burnt. And they turned into legit hard pretzels like you get in a bag at the Walmart store. So that was depressing because 8 loaves of bread is like a lot of bread. But I sold a bunch and it was good. But then it's also depressing because I made like, you know, $450, but I went and got gas and it was $110. Like, well, there's a whole day's worth of work.
It's ridiculous.
It's so hard. So that was like, it's all going to be a wash. But yeah, so I was pretty pooped. So I was three-quarters stoned.
I figured you would be. Everyone kept saying, what'd you do for the podcast? I'm like, I don't know. Jackie's. I'll talk to Jackie when she comes out of her haze phase. What is it?
Yeah, Jackie will
foggy
come.
Fog.
The foggy fog.
Yes, I'm singing Dora to you.
Dora the Explorer. Okay, so... What are your hot takes?
I don't know. That's why I said, what are we doing today? And you're like, I got some stuff. I was like, all right. Let me see what I did write down. We are working on merch. That's my hot take.
Oh, I'm so excited about it, too. We got this cute designer that did them for us, and they're all so adorable.
They are adorable. So we're hoping after you got off, I think we're going to try to drop them on November 10th.
Okay.
So... Be ready for that. I'm excited for that.
It's a good Christmas present for yourself or for your friends or tell your husband to get it for you.
Yes.
They're cute. Very, very cute stuff we have coming.
I'm trying to see where any of my other stuff is. I don't know.
Okay. was our mom's idea. Passionate positions.
Okay.
Meaning, well, that sounds a little bit risky. Ooh, nah, nah. Okay. Back up. Passionate ideas, I guess. I don't know. So starting from when you were in high school all the way up till now, what are the random things that you have been super passionate about through the years? They can be the smallest thing ever.
That haven't changed?
Maybe, or maybe they have. But just if you could look back and think on things that just were super big deal in your mind and you were so passionate about it. And even you can talk about when you kind of relaxed on it.
Oh,
I'll start. When I was in high school, I journaled every single night.
Oh, I'm impressed.
I would be exhausted. I would get home at midnight and I'd still journal. So in fact, Talia, my friend Talia that knows everything about my high school, there's some sidewalk chalk on the side of her house from me when I was a freshman.
I saw that when we went to the cold plunge.
That somehow is still there because the pool got built. So there's no weather on it or anything. And they never washed it off. So sidewalk chalk, 25 years old. And I'm saying HTH with C. And that was our code. HTH meant hold the hand. Megan taught us that. So we always used it with C. And we can't remember who C is that she liked.
Ooh.
So I said, don't worry. I'll just go back to my journals.
Did you find it?
I haven't looked. But I think it might be a senior. Because when we were freshmen, we thought all the senior boys were super cute.
Isn't that funny?
Mm-hmm. But C. I can't think of who C would be. Anyway, I'm going to go back to my journals and look. So yeah, in high school.
I'm sitting here wondering what the heck my passions were. Maybe I need some passionate positions might help. I don't know.
So the journaling was really good about it. I did it every night. And it was fun because I did it every night through getting married. And I did it every night until you have a baby and all of a sudden life hits you fast. So like I have moments in marriage where I did it pretty good. I have moments where I didn't do it at all.
the last month or two, I've done it with lots of things that need burned.
Yeah, burn journals.
Me and Jackie have an agreement. Have we said this on
yes.
here?
Yes.
Okay.
No, wait, we haven't. Maybe we have if we die.
Yeah,
go I get was just my agreeing with
go
you.
Clean out my nightstand and throw all those journals in the fire.
No, no kids, no husband needs to see. No, that.
And just clean out the whole nightstand. You never know what's in a nightstand.
No,
it's kind of a catch-all.
Just go dump the whole thing in the trash. Honestly, like we do have an agreement. If I die, just take care of all the burn journals.
Yes.
Take care of all the
just nicely not read them.
Take care of all the incriminating evidence that may, you know, expose us to the world.
So journals. Something since, if I don't count high school.
Okay.
But what? Since being a parent is trying to keep fighting out of my house.
Yes.
I hate fighting.
Yes.
Maybe just because we didn't a lot. So now I hear it and I get nervous.
It grates on your nerves.
It does. So that is something I'm very passionate
How
about.
How do you do that? Like, say there's somebody out there that's kids are fighting like cats and dogs. What's your advice for them?
Oh, I don't know. I think it just helped because we didn't. So I just don't really know that nature.
Yeah, I think the parents set the tone for sure. If the parents are like snippy and bickery yeah. to each other, the and kids you know, are going to be.
I'm just chill. So uh-huh. there's none of that going on.
You know, having dad on here last week, I totally realized that dad was super chill growing up.
Yes. Which is funny because no one would probably say he's chill.
I know. But like as a dad.
Oh, for
sure. He didn't raise his voice. He didn't get all snippy. You mm-hmm. couldn't really make him mad. I mean, yeah. you could, but
and my kids fight now then, don't get me wrong, but uh-huh. I'll just text them to be like, you two figure this crap out because I'm over it.
Yeah, it's nice when you can do that. Like, I'm sick of it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Asher and Liam are probably the best of friends, but they're so close in age and they're both boys that they do argue and they do get in each other's business, you know,
which just happens. But mm-hmm. I'm just saying, as far as there's not a lot of it.
Yeah, but I always tell them, I say, you know, these are going to be your best friends.
Oh yeah.
Look at me. Who do I hang out with?
Me.
Yes.
Is that what you were going to say?
Yeah, I was. And they're like, well, you have some friends. I said, absolutely, I do. And I love them dearly. But like at the end of the day.
Well, Carly's family too.
Carly's family. Like at the end of the day, Jessie practically, she is our family. Yeah. But I'm like, at the end of the day, that's who you hang out with is your family.
Mm-hmm. Why else did, I wasn't going to the game. You said Hunter's going to the football game with you. And I'm like, well,
I need to come then.
I need to come.
Yeah.
And so I guess I'm very passionate about family relationships too. Yeah. I think it takes work. But you I need a line. Forgive. I don't want to be too neck deep where we all hate each other. But yeah, I think.
But you know what I think works is I think we are involved in each other's lives. But I think the fact that we, A, are not trying to offer each other, like parent each other.
Yeah.
I don't like when you're with somebody and they're yelling at your kid right in front of you. You're like, if I'm here, I'll handle it. Don't talk to my kid. And I think if you just roll with all the idiosyncrasies of each other. Like
we all are weirdos.
We're all weirdos. We all have weird things. And you have to just accept them.
Mm-hmm.
Not worry about them. Forgive very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Like if we went back and held grudges on every weird thing that's happened, because there has been things, there has been confrontations, but yeah. we all just forget about it. Like we work it out. We still have our opinion, yeah. but I don't let it rankle me or worry me.
No.
I think you are passionate about family.
I am.
So that's good. Let's see. What else am I passionate about? I'm really passionate about my creativity. If I don't do something, I start to get really, really antsy and really like.
See, I'm that way, but angry. It's not towards creativity. I don't feel like, unless mowing's creative. Like I'll mow.
Well,
or clean
you do
my
that about
or,
like yourself, like your exercise.
Yes, you're right.
That's if you don't, if my, you don't exercise, you start to feel it.
You're right. You're right. That's where I get. I'm passionate about exercise.
You're very passionate about it. And not in a way where you're like obsessed with yourself and obsessed with it. It's just, you know, no. It's what your mental health needs. And so you do it.
And if I can't make it to exercise, I'll mow because that does the same endorphins.
What
am I going to do all winter?
Exercise, unfortunately.
I know. But that's harder because right now I can exercise outside. I'm going to go back to the gym.
Yeah. I mean, our yoga in the sun, that's been nice.
That's
but that might not last nice. Forever, too.
It's gonna I bet it's like our last week.
Right.
We've been doing yoga in the backyard and the sun just coming up over my parents' house.
It's so, so nice. Warm. And then we do grounding right there in the grass and it's lovely.
It is.
Yeah, that's going to have to get moved to Carly's basement pretty soon.
Well, we'll just disco ball up the basement.
Yeah. I think you're definitely very passionate about exercise.
I'm passionate about sleep. Does that count?
Of course it counts.
Tala's like, I sent her those pictures for the corn maze last night. She's like, why does all your faces look good? I'm like, because all three of you weren't there. All three of us are sleeping.
You weren't there, Jackie. You would have looked
I'm
like
just
crap.
Saying, I can say that because I know all three of us get to sleep all night. It makes such a difference.
That's hilarious. It does. It does. Last night, John was trying to let me sleep because I had been doing so much. And so he was up with Hazel all night and I felt for him because we're just old. It's so hard to be up all night.
I had to take ibuprofen to go to the corn maze.
I just took ibuprofen just to do this podcast. Like my knee. Okay, I know that I need to address my knee, but how am I supposed to do that? How am I supposed to have surgery on my knee when I have the babies?
There is absolutely back surgery? No.
How am I going to have surgery when right now, next month, I'm going to have 4 to 6 basketball games
a
week?
Let's discuss the one surgery I did get, my tummy chug. And before I'm even healed, David freaking has a stroke and a heart attack.
One-upped you.
I didn't even get a heal.
He one-upped you on purpose.
I tell him that all the time. I'm like, freaking took away my one chance to rest.
It's like the only time when we should deserve a little rest. Like when I have, you know, my fifth C-section, I should deserve a little rest.
To take care of the baby.
I got to take care of the baby and I have COVID
at
the same time.
Well, that's what I thought. This, I don't have a baby to take care of. I can just sit back and rest for 6 weeks.
You didn't even have to really do the celebrations. No. You didn't have to entertain anybody. You just stayed in bed like a good girl.
Yes.
And then David up and almost dies. The nerve. I mean, if you wanted attention,
you could have done it without a stroke.
You could have done it some way else.
You could still be more alive.
You still could have a heart not at 0%. Jeez.
Hey, we're up to 40, thriving.
40%?
No, because like the average human, I think, is like 65 to 70.
Well, why aren't we at 100? I want to be 100% thriving.
I don't know.
My goal in life is to figure out how to be 100% thriving. I realize that I'm 39. I ain't going to work perfectly.
No.
But I'm like, I kind of want to be at my best 39.
Exercise.
And then I get depressed that it's exercise is the answer.
You
and I'm like,
it to be creativity. But kneeling down on your quilts to sew isn't hurting your knee.
It's making you mentally happy,
but
no, I can't do it. In fact, I don't sew quilts because
I'm so mad you bought that quilt from Jesse, by the way. Cut you off.
Second. It's perfect.
I know.
I was cuddling it last night. Like, I am so glad because everyone was like me and Amon because we all have so many quilts, we can't justify another
one. And I just bought you guys all for an expensive Christmas present, or else I would have jumped on that.
Well, say less. But yeah, I was like, I'm getting
I had to buy
it. I don't care.
It too.
And I said, Jess, I'm paying full price. She always gives us a deal. But I'm like, I know you need this for your trip. I'm paying full price. And I have not regretted it.
No.
I made pretzel bread and made up for it.
Pick up your bread, people. Did everyone pick up their bread?
No, but it's because Rhonda was out of town. I'm going to take hers to her. And then Aunt Angie, I can't get mad at her.
No.
She can get it whenever she
Marley
wants.
Marley was
She's
at the corn, or not Marley, McKinley was at the corn maze in front of us.
Oh, cute. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. So yeah, like, I can't even physically do it. So when me and Jess made quilts with each other this last week, I'm like, Jess, I'm so sorry. You have to help me. She had to do a lot of the cutting and she had to layer them before we sewed them. And then I was, so we do this thing with our quilts where it's just like, there's no binding. It's like, it's almost like you treat it like it's a pocket. I don't know if anyone knows these sewing terms. So you like layer them up and then you flip them inside, like they're inside out and then you flip them right side out. And so they all come out of a little hole that me and Rachel and Megan years ago started calling it the birthing hole because it's literally like you birth this quilt. It all comes through to the right side and then...
Which we went through a birthing center last night in the corn maze and they caught little and I thought, if I haven't lost 30 pounds, I don't think I'd fit through this.
Are you serious?
What if someone bigger than me came through the corn maze? Sorry, side note.
That was random.
Okay, go ahead.
Cute. Well, anyway, yeah, so there's this like the quilt gets birthed and Jessie's so good that she does this stitch in a ditch where you don't even know where that hole is.
No, I can't tell.
And then she top stitches it beautifully. I don't know. Like, I tried the stitch in the ditch. I couldn't do it. And I got mad. And I said, Jessie, my baby girl has a C-section scar because I top stitched it right at the bottom. And so you can see it. And I'm like, but it's like me. It is what it is.
It is what it is.
Her blankets are like Megan. There is no C-section scar, but my
You're
blankets are like me.
As a baby.
So that birthing
Especially
hole.
Especially now that I cut it off.
That birthing hole looks rough. And so, yeah, but I couldn't do it without her help. So I know it's going to take exercise. I have talked about this since we started the podcast and I have yet to have anyone reach out to me and tell me how to be a good exerciser. So you are all dead to me.
Well, you always ask me and then you dip on me. She's like, Megan, make me exercise the next morning. She's not there. I'm like, all right.
Okay. But really, has that happened?
It hasn't in a while.
Okay. It's because you haven't asked me in a while. I think you gave up on me. Oh, brother. Okay. So passionate. I'm pretty passionate about
I'm passionate about a clean house now that I don't have babies.
Mm-hmm.
But I realized during babies, my house looked like crap in a tortilla.
You know how super, super persnickety I am about my house? Like, David switched the book order around in that crate he was looking at, and I was so proud of myself to not get up and change it.
You're a cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
I watched him looking through them, and he should have. They were all, like, half of them are from him, from his foreign travels. So I wanted him to look through them, but then...
he let him enjoy his own fights.
The specific book that I like to be shown at the end was somewhere in the middle, and I just sat there like, okay.
Okay, let's just discuss.
Breathe, Jackie.
Have I said on this when we used to eat Sunday dinners together? And we'd help each other clean the kitchen. And every week, me and David would tea, like, okay, I'm going to help her clean the kitchen. And I'll put her centerpieces back on her table. And we'll see how long it takes. And then we would just count till Jackie went over and rearranged.
Back when I had a cleaning lady, it was the best ever. But stuff was out of place.
You had to go around fixing
things. As soon as she left, I would run, put my table decoration exactly perfect.
Yep.
I would put...
It gave us good entertainment for years.
Yep. I would put, like, a few things would just be moved just a little bit. Like, even, like, a footstool of a couch would be moved just a little bit, and I'd go put it back. But I've had to lower that standard having babies.
Well,
there's just no physical way I could keep
it. If you came
to
my house when I had kids, it was a mess. It's so nice now that I can just keep my house pretty clean.
And it stays clean.
Yes. It's great.
Like, I honestly, like, I'm not having a cleaning lady right now. I get her, like, once every few months, and she's probably like, oh, my gosh, you need me every week.
Send help.
But it's because it didn't last. Mm-mm. She would come, and then the next day, I mean, I'm mopping my floors 2-3 times a week. I'm cleaning my sheets 2-3 times a week just because my babies are always in my bed with me. They're eating pita chips. They're eating nuts.
See, I can still do it once a week because I don't have babies.
Like, every night when we're getting in bed, we're brushing crumbs out of the sheets. And so I have to change my sheets really a lot more than I used to. And I think I will get back to that. But yeah, I have had to, in my mind, just chill. Like, if there's a few dishes in the sink when I go to bed, I'm just like...
Ooh, see, that's still so hard for me because I don't have babies, though.
Yeah, I can't. Before? There's no way. And in fact, my first four boys, I was so anal about stuff still that I couldn't nurse. I stressed the milk right out of my body because my house wasn't clean. With two of my kids, with Asher and Caden. Well, then when Liam and Abe came along, I was determined to nurse them. And I had to actually... meditatively, like,
oh, I
breathingly.
Told you, you just have to let your house go.
You told
crap.
You really coached me through it. You said you have to let the house
your house can look
go.
Like crap the whole time you nurse.
And I did. I just would be like, it's fine. I kept my bedroom clean so that I would always have a place to go at the end
to
of the
nurse
night
quietly too,
and to shut the door. But the rest of the house, I just had to let it go because it was what it was. That's and even in the summer thing. Now that I don't have a basement to throw everyone in, when I lived on 6th West, I always had a clean
you're
house.
Right, the upstairs.
But now I don't have that.
See,
and
I have
just
a basement.
You can only do what you can do. You can clean at the end of the day, but if you walk around cleaning all day, it's pointless. The kids are going to play with toys all over the
which
house.
Which I want.
Yeah, I'm going to find little Hazel's vignettes all over the house of whatever she is going on in her imagination. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to touch them because until she's done with them for the day.
Yeah, for sure.
So I've had to really go through like a transformation. So that's a good passion.
That's the first thing I had to lose when I was nursing was my house.
Do your kids respect it? Or do you still have to like throw things at them?
They're pretty good.
How are
I
they
mean,
around?
They don't clean.
My boys.
They go through spurts where they deep clean it really well. And then it's just medium clean. Like, it still looks fine to the eye. But if you dug around.
It's hard because my boys actually don't get screen time until their room is clean. You're so smart. They clean in the morning real fast because they want their phones. But it's still like it looks okay. But you go down there and it smells like teenage boy. And
I've been doing the range trick of the sheets where you just put them on your bed wet. Lay the bottom one, lay the top one, and then lay all the pillowcases.
It's the freshest feeling
I
ever
love it.
If you
so
do
last
that,
week,
but I can't do that.
Spice came in and was like, what are all these wet sheets everywhere? And so when he left to school, I went and did his. And I'm like, see, now walk in your room and it just smells like a fresh
laundry.
It smelled great.
Did he love it?
I told him, go stick your head in your blankets.
Did he love it?
Because I washed his blankets for him too. So
did you let the blankets dry like that too?
No, I dried the blankets, but I just did his sheets.
I mean, they dry pretty fast, especially in the summer. I just have so many, like, I can't stand the thought of like fresh wet sheets there and then my babies forget and jump on it. Or
see,
the puppy
I don't have
forgets
anyone there. It's fine.
It. Yeah.
I don't go jump on it. We're fine.
Yeah.
I'm hoping I can still do it for a couple more months. I just crank the fan in my room.
It
takes a little longer.
But you can sit on your couch. You don't need to sit on your bed. Mm-hmm. So it works. John's like, well, maybe you shouldn't hang out in the room so much. But it's hard, especially this time of year, because that's where the sun is. The sun is in
my
room
is great for
all
sun.
Day. And so it's hard not to sit. you know, in the afternoon when it's in my front room, I'll go back in my front room. But I like to sit with the sun blaring
me
on
me. Too. My room is great for that.
I don't care if there's glares on the TV. I don't care what's going on.
I am passionate about opening up your blinds.
Okay, let's discuss
this. I cannot
live
in a dark house.
Sometimes we drive around town and we judge people whose blinds are not open.
Yes. I just open them up and let that sun make you happy.
If you work, that's one thing. Also, if you're from the valley, you're just not used to it. You could not open your blinds in the valley or else you would die.
Pay for the bill.
But if maybe some people did, like Luke and Paula do, because it's worth it
to
them.
Their happiness is more.
Yeah,
I just
pay a little extra on the
bill. I go in and that's
bill.
How I wake up Piper and Spice as I open blinds.
I'm really proud of Luke and Paula because their house is bright and light all day. And I love it because for a valley house, that's very rare. Because they're mostly just trying to stay sane in that heat. And so I think a lot of people come and they're just not used to it. Or they're from a city where you don't want, like, it's
you don't want
scary.
Creepers.
But in Snowflake, I mean, I live in a fishbowl on center, but you better believe I am opening my curtains every single day.
Oh, yeah. Blinds, curtains, everything is open first thing in the morning. I wake up and I walk around the house opening everything.
Yes, me too. And we have an aunt, Linda, who was on the podcast. She had a bedroom and it was always interesting growing up. They didn't even have curtains on their window.
Well, they lived on a farm.
They lived on a farm. They were already going to be getting up early, but they got up with the sun. And there's something to be said about that because I have curtains in my bedroom that are very lightweight. The sun is streaming through them when the sun is up. But it makes you feel like, oh, okay.
It's a pleasant wake
up.
It's
a pleasant wake
up. Instead of a dramatic alarm.
Yeah. And then you have these blackout curtains that you have to like thrust open and be blinded by the light. But
like mom and dad, they just put some on their room and that was it. And I'm so glad because they were considering doing their whole house. I'm like,
we all talked them out of it. Yeah.
You got gorgeous views.
Yeah, and you've got gorgeous sun. And you have windows for days. Just let everything stream through. I really think people don't even necessarily think about it. It's just a habit.
If you have a question, talk to my husband who was very depressed and he'll freely admit that the sun helped heal him.
Yes.
And I second that.
Yes.
So
this is our
believer.
Advice to you to go in the morning. Right, you know, whenever you're listening to this, make sure all your blinds and windows and curtains are open.
And just sit in front of the wind sun for a minute. If
find,
it's too cold.
What I like to do is I like to find a spot that I know for that season is going to be very sunny. And I make sure there's a comfortable chair there. I make sure there's a place to put a pop or a book. And that's where I sit. I do a lot of sitting right
Let's
now because my babies.
Let's do a giveaway. I'm planning it right now.
Okay,
we have a disco ball right here.
Okay.
Take a picture of you sitting in the sun, a sunny place in your house or on your porch, anywhere. In the woods, I don't care. In the sun, post it and tag us.
And
then we'll give away a...
We'll give you
a disco ball
to put right there
in
that spot.
Yeah.
I love it. I would love to see where everyone
sits
in the
Because everyone
sun.
Has a spot, I think.
Yes. You guys, please, please post a picture and tag us.
Okay,
Pop
wherever you go to get your sunshine.
Yes. Yes.
I'll send one from my tanning bed. Just kidding.
Me and Meg will show you like our spots that we like to do, but it's just like find a spot that's your.
Because we have a disco ball right here in our office and we'll give it away.
Yeah, we will. The thing doesn't get hit. So it's just hanging there, not being used.
So send it and tag us on it.
Yes, I would love that. And I just think it's important to sit in the sun because it kind of gives you the same benefits as if you're outside. So especially when it starts to get cold right now. We know there's people, Cody, Kira, our cousin. We know that you don't love this season because it gets cold, but you can make yourself still feel like you're warm because you're in your house, you're in a warm spot, you're in a blanket, you're in a Jess blanket to be even more specific.
Yeah. You know what? When I first married David, his mom was telling me that when you go up their stairs, there's this huge window and he would sit there in the sun and put his shoes on every morning. And now I still find him in random places in the house in the sun.
Did you know when we lived on 6th West, our porch swing was right in the morning sun. And Liam, as a little boy, he wouldn't put milk in his cereal. It was just a bowl of cereal by itself, no milk. He would go sit on the porch with his milk and cereal. And he would just sit there in the sun and let the sun warm him up from the night. It was just during the summer when he was home, but he just loved to sit in the sun. And, you know,
Find Maddie out there all the time.
Look at your cat. Look at my dog. I'll find my dog and any little sliver of sun he can have. Like, they know what they're doing and we should be doing the same. If you have an office where you can somehow get the sun more in there, do it. You can do it because wherever your place of work is. One thing John hated about the hospital is he never saw the sun.
That's not good.
Like, find the sun. I think we would all be better off if every hospital room had a window.
Yeah.
That would heal them faster than anything.
Amen.
Like, don't feel like you're in a cave when you're there, man. But yeah, like...
Yeah, so that's the sun picture.
Find the sun. Okay,
whoever finds the best one.
Yeah, I'm passionate about that too. That's a good one.
Yeah, and I have this that disco ball there that just doesn't get any sun. So if someone find a good place for it.
Yeah, and open your blinds so we can look in your house and see what your kitchen looks like.
Yeah.
Jeez.
It's America. We want to see who has the cutest house.
It's America. We want to check inside your house.
Without having to creep in through the street.
We want to know how you guys all, like, we love being agents because we get to look inside people's
houses.
That
is the best part
about
being a real
estate
agent. And
we're not judging anyone, like, ew, that's weird.
No, we just love to see different styles.
And we do this thing where we see how we would live in that house.
Yes.
Like, ask me again. I kept wanting to move us into every house we showed. We've
said
that before.
Every house we have shown. But yeah.
Yeah.
But I love seeing what different people do.
Yeah.
Because I see people that have my style. And I'm like, ooh, I love that idea. Even ones that aren't my style. I just love to see how people decorate and their thoughts.
Yeah, I have been known to leave notes. Hi. If you're interested in selling this dream catcher, will you call me?
Jackie has left lots of notes.
But. Oh, I just remembered I bought that dresser from that lady. It's been a few weeks.
Did you pay?
I haven't even talked to her. Crap. I got her number. I better try to find her. Me and the seller were willing and dealing on furniture while Megan showed the house.
Jackie's back there buying
literally
dressers.
Back there buying dressers. Oh, boy. So I'm passionate about that. Okay, let's think of one more thing we're each passionate about.
Pop.
Freaking yes. When we went to come home, we were at a gas station going out the valley. And I'm like, Liam, are you going to grab a pop? And the cashier was like, pop? I have never heard anyone call that pop. And I'm like, really? He's like, is that a back east thing? And I'm like, I don't know. Is
no,
it?
No, it's just what it is.
I feel like soda, it's like a Mormon
schmoda.
Thing.
Yeah.
It's pop.
It's pop. Yes.
When our Maryland cousins moved here.
They called it soda.
They
back
called
east.
It soda. And they also called it gym class instead of PE. I thought it was so bougie. I was like, I'm going to start calling it gym.
As long as you don't change soda to pop.
I got super obsessed with Maryland after we went there, though. I started doing projects on it in school. Like, it was my... Maryland was my obsession.
That's
so
hilarious.
Yeah,
all
of my cousins that moved from there were super
bougie.
Bohemian. They were so bohemian to me. I was just like, tell me all your ways.
That's random.
It's funny, but yeah. Now they're straight up Arizonans, all of them.
Yes, I love it.
Okay, so what's one more thing? I think all the problems in the world would be solved if you were just more grateful. And I know that sounds super cliche, but I think...
No, I feel like we need to dive in a cool pool for that thought.
I think that depression is, although very real, I'm not saying it's
for
not.
Sure.
Hello. If you focus less on how you felt and focused more on what you have,
so
got on good
to do
meds
that.
Like
easier
I am.
Than, yeah, good meds
I mean,
helps.
I've never really been depressed. My meds are more for anxiety, but...
Me too.
But I feel like... You start counting your blessings and you start looking outside of your own
cloud. I feel like you're getting so serious here at the end of this.
But I'm just saying, like, I just feel like gratitude. Like, if my kids were more grateful, they wouldn't be more so whiny. They wouldn't be thinking that they're so deprived, like, that I didn't buy them that pair of shoes that they want. If they went downstairs and saw the 900 pairs of Nike Air Jordans they already had.
Amen.
Gratitude changes everything. It makes you, like, so much more relaxed because... You know, I feel that way. I'm really passionate about no expectations. Hello, go back and listen to episode 2 or 3 or whatever it was of the podcast. Mm-hmm. If you remove expectations and you're grateful, seriously, 80% of your problems are solved. That's my other thing that I'm very passionate about. I'm always like,
well, I was going to go shallow
grateful.
And say good food. So I guess you could end on your good note. Grateful, not food.
COVID really screwed me up.
I know, it's tragic because David love good food.
I love good food too, but nothing is good anymore. So it's like,
it's poor, unfortunate soul in pain.
It's hard for me to go spend $75 at a restaurant when I'm just like, meh.
I respect that.
It's hard. And I never go out. Me and John haven't been on a date in like 100 years.
That bites. Use some of that baking money and treat yourself to a date.
No, I'm treating myself to registering the boys for basketball.
Oh, yeah.
Which is fun. I love basketball. I'm super excited for it.
Same. Shallow thing.
Shallow thing, baby girl.
Let's do my shallow thing. Was going to the valley with you and Hunter. That was fun. We were excited to go early. We're going to hit up a couple thrift stores, a good meal. But we got stuck behind a windmill and we got stuck behind road construction. So we went to Savers for 30 seconds and hit up Rubio's, which we haven't been
to in
ages, and it was kind of fun. But it's just fun to talk to Hunter and Jackie.
I haven't been to Rubio's since I lived
there. Giggle and listen to 90s country the whole way. Is there anything better?
That's all we do.
Yep.
We didn't listen to Megyn Kelly this time.
No Megyn Kelly.
Listen to our 90s country.
So that's my good thing for the week.
That was a lot of fun, I have to say. And I'm so grateful that you guys came. It was crazy because John couldn't come because of work. And I was sitting there and I said during pop run, I said, man, I wish that I had somebody to drive me down to the Valley. And like 45 seconds literally later, Hunter texted and said, I want to go down to Liam's game. And I'm like, ask and ye shall receive.
And then I was like, everybody's doing it.
Back, I'm like, could you drive? That would be great. Thanks.
This new truck is nice. So
yeah, it's so roomy and it's just nice not to have to drive.
Mm-hmm.
So my shallow thing is I...
You're just not shallow. You're just deep after that thought of being grateful.
I all day yesterday, because I knew it was going to be a long day. It was super fun. I loved the party, but I was so excited to crawl in bed to put my new Jess blanket on. And then my new blanket that we both made together on top of that, because it's cold.
Curse you.
And to just sit there and drink my pop and eat my snacks and eat my sweet tarts. If only
you had
ropes.
A nice chest pop with you.
I know, but my fridge gets super cold.
So does mine. But
because our room is like 60 degrees, which we love it that way. And I thought, I'm kind of moving more into where I like chocolate again. I hated chocolate after COVID for
That's what I gave you a handful of years.
Yeah. And so I called Asher. He was, you know, hanging out with friends. And I'm like, I need you to go to Maverick and get me some chocolate, because it was like 11 o'clock at night. So last night at midnight, when he finally got home, I was chowing Snickers with almonds. Another pop.
You got chocolate in the Valley, too. Interesting. Mm-hmm.
So I haven't had chocolate in a long time. So the fact I'm going back to it, that's my shallow thing.
Nice. Just and one last thing. Go D-backs.
Just, yeah.
Random thought.
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
Okay.
I love the D-backs.
Me too. And it's sun season. We've watched the first two games this week.
It's exciting. So exciting. They're going to win the World Series. The last time that the Diamondbacks were in the World Series was in 2001 when I was in high school and John was on a mission. And now that my son's on a mission, this is the only other time they've made it to the World Series. So wouldn't it be ironic if they won the World Series? It'd be like full circle. John, World Series on the mission. Kate, his son, Caden, World Series on the mission.
I was pregnant with Cardston.
So let's cheer for the D-backs. We might have talked about that with Luke. But
probably.
You get to hear it again because we old. All right, friends. Basic. Thanks for joining us. And yeah, peace see out. You soon. Baby's on the road, trying to find what's golden, never gonna hold her down. You to know.